From San Diego, this is KGTV News Scene with Dale Schwartz, Al Clement on sports, and the Channel 10 News Team. President Nixon met this evening at his Key Biscayne retreat with two of his chief Watergate lawyers to map out court strategy in the Watergate tapes case. The meeting came as some Republican congressmen continued to talk of Nixon's possible resignation. The president's popularity, according to pollster George Gallup, is down to 27%, worst for any president in two decades. Some of the staunchest supporters of the president have come out for his resignation. Longtime Nixon supporter Howard K. Smith of ABC News and columnist Joseph Alsop urged the president to quit. Conservative spokesman and columnist William Buckley says he believes Nixon will resign. The movement to impeach President Nixon has been joined by San Diego Congressman Lionel Van Dierlin. In letters to his constituents yesterday, Van Dierlin said he's prepared to support any moves by the House Judiciary Committee looking into the president's impeachment. Here in California, the head of the California Labor Federation, representing some 1.5 million union members, declared tonight in San Diego that the American people have no other course but to demand the impeachment of President Nixon for the good of the country. John Henning of San Francisco, executive secretary of the AFL-CIO State Federation, flew into San Diego today to address a benefit banquet at the Kona Kai Club. In an interview at the Kona Kai, Henning said the feelings of the union membership in California have registered very strongly on the subject of the president.
Strongly for impeachment. The missing tapes removes any doubt as to what the American people might think as to the integrity of the administration.
Is the California Labor Federation considering any formal action, like a request of any kind or recommendation?
We have requested every one of the 33 members of the House of Representatives from California to vote for impeachment, which would assure a trial in the Senate. We have requested the two senators from California to declare themselves for impeachment. We fear not only the corruption of the administration, indicted cabinet members, convicted felons, administrative figures who have fled Washington in resignation, but we fear also the encroachments on the press, on the traditional separation of power between the executive, the Congress, and the courts.
The first of an anti-Nixon move in San Diego took to the streets today. About 200 young persons with Impeach Nixon signs and other slogans gathered at the foot of Newport Avenue and Abbott Street in Ocean Beach to listen to speakers expound on the shortcomings of the Nixon administration. The rally was disorganized, but it did attract considerable attention from passersby. San Diego police patrolled the area, but no problems were reported. An ad hoc committee who sponsored today's program plans a citywide impeached Nixon rally in the next couple of weeks. The anti-Nixon moves were also held in other parts of the country today. Martha Mitchell, the wife of former Attorney General, told UPI tonight that she feels the president will quit and predicts he will be out of office by April. The Watergate Committee has subpoenaed former Treasury Secretary John Conley and the President's Secretary, John Schultz, or rather George Schultz. The committee is now investigating possible illegal activities during the 1972 presidential campaign, specifically the link between dairy industry contributions to President Nixon's campaign. We'll have the shaky Middle East story when Channel 10 News Scene continues. Good evening. President Nixon conferred with his White House Chief of Staff and two of his attorneys at Key Biscayne, Florida today, while some of the nation's foremost newspapers, Time Magazine, called for his resignation. The president is expected to return to Washington tomorrow evening. Edward Brooke of Massachusetts became the first Republican senator to call for Nixon to resign.
I don't think that the country can stand the trauma that it's been going through for the past months. It's been like a nightmare. And I know that he doesn't want to hurt the country. And I certainly don't want to prejudge the case. He may not be guilty of any impeachable offense. On the other hand, there is no question that President Nixon has lost his effectiveness as the leader of this country, primarily because he has lost the confidence of the people of the country. And I think, therefore, that in the interest of this nation that he loves, that he should step down, should tender his resignation.
White House spokesman declined comments on reports that the president is working on strategy for resumption of hearings in the Watergate Capes case this week. But the spokesman repeated the president has no plans to resign. A supporter of the president, Senator Strom Thurmond, called for a halt in the talk of impeachment of the president at a rally in Oklahoma.
It was pretty common to see signs like this during the campaign last year, but it hasn't been in recent weeks if the polls are to be believed. Yet here in Oklahoma City, there was a Support the President rally last night. It was originally supposed to be nothing more than a $10 a plate fundraising dinner for county and state Republicans. Then 2 weeks ago, as the polls began to show the president's popularity slipping, party officials here decided to make a kind of testimonial affair out of it. 1,500 people came to this dinner, more than three times what had been expected. And they cheered South Carolina Senator Strom Thurmond, the keynote speaker, who called Mr. Nixon one of the best presidents the nation has ever had.
I'm not committed to President Nixon if he does something I think is wrong. But until they find something against President Nixon to prove him unworthy, I expect to stand with him. And I believe the American people will stand with him. He's been elected by one of the biggest votes of any president in our history. Now, I think the people ought to come together and pull together and work together and quit harassing this man and stop this vendetta against him.
Again, this was supposed to be merely a local affair. The president's problems made party workers redouble their efforts to sell tickets, and they sold more than three times as many as they expected to sell. That may not be too significant in terms of what the president's popularity is nationally, but it certainly says a lot about it in Oklahoma. Fred Briggs, NBC News, Oklahoma City.
The shaky Mideast ceasefire story when the Channel 10 news scene continues. President Nixon did an about-face today. He decided to obey a court order and release his secret Watergate tapes to federal judge John Sirica. Several reasons were given for Nixon's surprise action. Legal sources believe the president gave up his three-month-long fight to avoid a contempt of court citation. White House Chief of Staff Alexander Haig gave two other reasons. One, he said, was the president's concern of controversy that might imperil his foreign policy. The other was Nixon's fears that the Democrats might try to hold up Gerald Ford's vice presidential nomination as hostage to pressure Nixon into complying with the Supreme Court order for the recordings. John?
When Senator Alan Cranston arrived at our Channel 10 studios today, we thought pretty much that we had the questions in mind that we wanted to ask him, but the Mideast situation is changing so rapidly that we're going to backtrack a little bit now and talk about that first of all. And Senator, welcome to the new news scene.
Thank you.
About 25 minutes ago, NBC News bulletin that the Egyptian President Sadat would like the United States and the Soviet Union to send troops to the Mideast to police the situation there. How would you feel about us getting involved in a situation like that?
I hate to come up with instant reactions to all these fast-moving and incredible events. I would feel that it would be wiser if a UN police force of people drawn from the smaller nations who are not involved with special interests on one side or the other there were sent to do the policing of a peace agreement or a ceasefire, with an understanding that the whole United Nations would be behind it, including the United States and the Soviet Union. We've been arming primarily one side, although strangely enough, we gave some arms also earlier to the Arab nations. The Russians have been deeply involved in arming the Arabs, and it seems to me that powers that are less directly interested in the strategic interests and in the nations involved in that conflict would be more trustworthy, and if there were violations that led to their involvement in enforcing the ceasefire, there would be less likelihood of that spreading into a larger war with the U.S. and the USSR involved. And we have two objectives there. One is to keep the peace between the Arabs and the Israelis. The second is to make sure that any outbreak of violence between them doesn't involve the superpowers.
Now, you've opened up an area here that I think we should get into for just a second. You say the United States is supplying arms to one side and the Russians are supplying arms to the other side. The State Department has denied that the United States and the Soviet Union are trying to force a peace settlement in the Mideast by controlling the amount of arms we're sending in. Is this all factual information the State Department is handing out, or is there some effort behind the scenes we don't necessarily know about now?
Frankly, I do not know. I think the objective of the United States has been to ensure that the Israelis had what they need to defend themselves against the attacks that have been made upon them.
Now, we're cutting down the amount of arms we're sending in, though, aren't we?
Well, as the firing, rather, the battle has eased off, the need has eased off, we have been determined, and I support this determination, to see to it that they have what they need to defend themselves and that there be a balance of power that ensures that they will not be wiped out. The Soviet Union started, unfortunately, a very massive airlift of aid to the Arab nations that threatened that balance of power and threatened the survival of Israel.
All right, let's move on to the Watergate thing. We could go on all day with both of these topics. President Nixon was supposed to address the nation tonight and give his reasons for the latest developments in Watergate, why he released the tapes to Judge Sirica. Why do you think he canceled his talk tonight and has decided on the press conference for tomorrow night, that format?
I don't know why he canceled it. I'm glad that he did. I think that press conferences where there's an opportunity to ask questions are better than a one-sided presentation. I think he probably feels that it's better in the press conference context than to have a speech after another in what's now become rather an endless series of explanations of the latest developments in Watergate.
All right, let's get you on the spot right away. What is the mood in Congress now about impeachment since his decision to release the tapes, and would you favor impeachment from what you know now?
I will not comment at this point on impeachment, and I have not yet commented at all for this reason. Under the Constitution, and we better obey the Constitution, that's been one of the big issues here, the House starts impeachment proceedings. If they vote to have them, the Senate becomes the jury. I'd be a member of the jury. I shouldn't comment on a case, in my opinion, until I've heard the evidence. On the other hand, I'm a senator until I become a juror, if I do, with responsibilities for the upholding of the Constitution and the observance of the law under the current situation and with the responsibilities of the Senate. That gets me into a sort of a mixed situation. I'm therefore consulting some constitutional authorities as to their advice on what it's appropriate for me to say or not say about impeachment, and I will not comment on that until I have heard from them. I do feel we need an independent prosecutor with all the powers that Archibald Cox had until they were taken away from him by his firing to carry on the investigation and ensure justice and ensure that people can have confidence in this investigation.
Do you think we have any chance of that in light of what's happened over the weekend, of a new independent prosecutor being named?
I think there's a little chance that President Nixon will set up one. He wants it done within the Department of Justice, and the trouble is that that's under his control, and it means he's in charge of an investigation of himself, which cannot satisfy the interest of justice or the desires of the American people for an independent, thoroughgoing investigation. There are ways to do it, however. There are three ways that are most apparent, or at least two that are most apparent. Judge Sirica has the authority to appoint an independent prosecutor to serve the grand jury. He has indicated he may do that. That would solve that problem. A second way would be for the Court of Appeals in Washington to have the authority to appoint an investigator. That might mean congressional action. And Congress finally can seek to find a way to set up its own independent prosecutor.
We're all out of time. Senator Alan Cranston, thank you very much for joining us today. I hope the Senator's been able to give you a little insight into both the Mideast situation and the current Watergate problems. Jack White and John Beatty will be back at 5 with the next news scene. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a pleasant afternoon.
From San Diego, this is KGTV News Scene with Jack White, John Beatty, Al Coupe on sports, Mike Ambrose with the weather, and the Channel 10 News Team.
Yes,
John? Well, Acting Attorney General Robert Bork says he'll go to court if necessary to force further disclosures of presidential tapes and documents on Watergate. And Bork, in his first news conference in his new role, says he too almost quit over the weekend, but bowed to President Nixon's persuasion. President Nixon, meanwhile, has scheduled a nationally televised news conference for 6 o'clock tomorrow night. It will be seen here on Channel 10 immediately following the 5 o'clock news scene. The president canceled a speech for tonight. White House spokesman said preoccupation with the Mideast is the reason for the cancellation. But there's still talk about impeachment proceedings against President Nixon. House Speaker Carl Albert says the preliminary House inquiry on possible impeachment will proceed. And AFL-CIO President George Meany says today, the president is dangerously emotionally unstable. The White House condemned the statement as inexcusable and irresponsible. If Congress does decide to take action against the president, California Senator Alan Cranston will probably be in the forefront. Cranston, who's chairman of the Senate's Small Business Committee, was in San Diego today to visit North Park Merchants. Cranston told News Scene reporter Jorge Sandoval how the Senate feels amid the most recent Watergate developments.
The feeling is that this is not the end of the story, obviously. there are matters that still must be looked into to find out what happened at Watergate, so that there can be prosecutions of those guilty and new laws written to prevent these things from happening again if new laws are necessary. The key thing now is that we must see to it that there is an independent prosecutor in business with the powers that Archibald Cox had to ensure that there will not be a prosecution controlled by the people who may deserve prosecution, so that the ends of justice can be served and so the people will know that there will be a thoroughgoing, full, unfettered investigation. There are two ways that we may get that. One, Judge Sirica may decide to appoint an independent prosecutor. It could be Archibald Cox, to represent the grand jury in getting at the facts and then bringing them to the attention of the courts. If he does not do that, then Congress itself must find a way to set up a special prosecutor to do what Mr. Cox was doing until he was stopped by President Nixon.
Jack, Senator Cranston said he's determined to get to the bottom of what really did happen at Watergate.